Hare Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, Krishna actually created the perfect arrangement for Srila Prabhupada. The United States of America at that time was in a perfect situation to receive Srila Prabhupada. If you look at the history of America, then you can see that soon after the Second World War, America reached the height of its material prosperity. But at the same time, the youth of America became disillusioned. They saw that money cannot buy everything. Especially what is the most important need for everyone, love. Money cannot buy love. And other situations also created a situation when American youth became totally disillusioned, disgruntled, and they started to look for a positive alternative. They started to wonder what will make our life worth living. And then in the mid-60s, we see that America was going through a very special phase, like the counterculture, and they were searching for a positive alternative. But that time they were thinking to find that positive alternative through sex and drugs. And they actually left, many of the youth of America at the time, left the life of prosperity, comfort and materialistic achievements, and they came to the streets. It was around that time that Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. In the perfect situation in 1965, in the height of mid-60s counterculture movement. And Srila Prabhupada gave them the real positive alternative to materialistic way of life. What was that? Krishna consciousness. And we see that so many young American boys and girls became attracted to Srila Prabhupada. Many of them are present here. And they came forward being attracted by Srila Prabhupada's wonderful personality. And this is how Krishna consciousness movement started in America. In 22nd Avenue, Prabhupada established the first ISKCON center. He registered the institution of ISKCON. Small little storefront, but he called it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We can see what a vision Srila Prabhupada had. And actually, it was really a vision into the future. Prabhupada knew what was going to happen. A saintly personality like Prabhupada is a trikaladarshi. He can see the time in its three aspects, past, present, and future. We see only the present, and past is of hazy memories, and future, it lies in a dream world. But Srila Prabhupada had the perfect vision. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And when the movement was established in America, Prabhupada went to the West Coast, San Francisco, Golden Gate Park, Haight-Ashbury. The kingdom, the perfect world of the youth of America. All the youth of America, from all over, they were just converging into San Francisco. Srila Prabhupada saw that this is the real field for his preaching. Srila Prabhupada went to the West Coast. In that respect, we must remember that Mukunda Maharaj played a very, very significant role. He is the one who actually set up, got the 22nd Avenue for Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada sent him to the West Coast to start another center like that in the thick of the youth culture of America, the area of Haight-Ashbury. And there the youth of America again became naturally attracted to Srila Prabhupada. And among them was Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He joined Srila Prabhupada in 1968. Srila Prabhupada went to a place where the youth, young Americans were living in the forest, in the Redwood Forest near San Francisco. He was so aloof from the materialistic culture that he was living in a forest. But Prabhupada went to that place. And just love at first sight. He left everything, even that commune that he was living in, and came to Srila Prabhupada, came to meet Srila Prabhupada in San Francisco. Just one meeting with Srila Prabhupada, maybe just one sight of Srila Prabhupada, attracted him to his lotus feet. And then we see what an important role he played in Krishna consciousness movement. As if he was just sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist Srila Prabhupada. And actually Srila Prabhupada at one time, I remember, one devotee was lamenting about his past. He was telling Prabhupada that his life was so sinful. Prabhupada said that was all superficial. Because as soon as I called, you came. So whatever they were doing was not really important. They were just waiting for Srila Prabhupada to come to America and then they came. And Prabhupada himself said that these boys and girls were sent by his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. These young Americans were sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist him in his mission. And when we see the lives and activities of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, we see how much he had done for Srila Prabhupada. He was on the front line all the time. At that time, in Los Angeles, they got a temple, a church. And who would be the president? Who did Prabhupada select to be the president of the most important place for ISKCON? Tamal Krishna Maharaj. It was around that time that Shyamasundara Prabhu and Mukunda Maharaj, Shyamasundara Prabhu and Mukunda Maharaj and Gurudas Prabhu, and along with their wives, Malati Mataji, Jamuna Mataji and Janaki Mataji, like they developed some relationship with the Beatles, mainly George Harrison. And at that time, George Harrison was, or the Beatles were the most important people in the world, at least in the world of the youth. The whole world was, the youth of the world was bouncing with the music. And this George Harrison became attracted to Krishna consciousness movement. And when things started to develop there in London, Prabhupada sent Amarkrishna Maharaj. Not so much to cultivate George Harrison, but to establish the Sankirtan movement, start book distribution. Then London, then Paris, then Frankfurt, Tamal Krishna Maharaj started to establish Krishna consciousness movement in those areas. This land where we are sitting, where we are situated today. Initially we had a lot of difficulty to get the land because some people here did not want us to come, we didn't want Prabhupada to come here and get a establish a setup here. And there was a lot of difficulties to get a piece of land. The buyers would come, somebody will be interested to sell the land, but somebody would come and dissuade him from the deal. Three times the deals fell through. But then Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sent by Srila Prabhupada. And he succeeded. He made all the arrangements, he came here with a lawyer, sat under a banyan tree, which is by the side of the road, and signed the deal. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me that at midnight, he arrived in Calcutta, Prabhupada was still awake, waiting for him to come back. And he offered the agreement, the sell deed to Srila Prabhupada. I also had the good fortune of seeing Tamal Krishna Maharaj for the first time here in Mayapur. I remember my roommate was one American devotee, Tirthapad Prabhu, and we saw Bhavananda Prabhu and another person, very bright looking individual, very handsome, very bright. They were walking. And I remember the first sight, and I immediately offered obeisances. It was so overwhelming. The sight was so impressive, so as if immediately filled my heart with appreciation and respect for him. Srila Prabhupada was here at that time, that was in 1977. Tamal Krishna Maharaj became Prabhupada's secretary, and at that time I was just a new devotee, but during our first meeting, Srila Prabhupada asked me to translate his books into Bengali. And so I was translating his books and I had easy access to Srila Prabhupada. Those days, to go near Prabhupada was practically impossible. Thousands of devotees surrounding him, I mean, waiting or dying to have his darshan. So it was very, very difficult to get anywhere near Srila Prabhupada. But because of this service, I had the good fortune of approaching Srila Prabhupada whenever I wanted, actually, because everybody knew that I was translating and I was, and Prabhupada was actually guiding me, Prabhupada was training me up. And while I was translating, then one day Srila Prabhupada gave me a stack of letters, Bengali letters, and he asked me to reply them. So when I finished replying those Bengali letters, Srila Prabhupada gave me a stack of Hindi letters and wanted me to reply them. Reply them in the sense Prabhupada used to give me the dictation and I used to handwrite them, and then Prabhupada used to sign the letters. So in this way, when I started to reply those letters, one day Srila Prabhupada told me that he was appointing me as his secretary for Indian affairs. And then he called Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was Prabhupada's secretary at the time. So he called Tamal Krishna Maharaj and he told me about his appointment. And he suggested that I move in the room of his secretary where Tamal Krishna Maharaj was staying. So that gave me another inconceivable good fortune of being with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So it was on the Lotus building, on top of this building, and we were sharing one room. And that was an inconceivable good fortune for me, and it was, I had the good fortune of being trained up by him. He was so exemplary. I remember he used to get up every day at 3 o'clock. And when he would get up, he would switch on the tape, Srila Prabhupada's tape. He would go to the bathroom, this tape was playing. And I used to wake up hearing, and it was so nice to hear, lie in the bed, listen to Prabhupada's tapes, Prabhupada's lectures. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to come out of the bathroom, and then I used to go to the bathroom. And then we had a very wonderful relationship. I always treated him like my elder brother. He was so senior. Although according to materialistic calculation, he is 6 months junior to me. I was born in September 45. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was born in March 46. So that way it made him 6 months junior. When he found out, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki. When he found out, he was quite, he was kind of joking. He said, look, you're senior to me. But I treat you like my junior. And I used to tell him that, no, you are so far advanced, so much senior to me. And you're serving Srila Prabhupada so nicely. So this is how I had the good fortune of sharing the room with him. Wherever we went, from Mayapur we went to Bombay, from Bombay we went to Rishikesh, from Rishikesh we went to Vrindavan, and wherever we went, we would always stay in the same room. Even if I told, no, you stay in that room by yourself. But he insisted, no, you come and stay with me. Even after Srila Prabhupada left, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to come to Mayapur, he used to share the room with me. He used to come and stay in my room until he got his room here in the Conch building. And so this way I had the good fortune. And we had a, although I used to have a lot of respect for him, but he always used to treat me like a friend. I remember in Rishikesh, sometimes we used to go for a walk. Srila Prabhupada was in Rishikesh, and few of us were with Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes in the afternoon, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and I used to go for a walk, and we used to go across the Lakshman Jhula, across the Ganges, and then used to go upstream. And one day we walked like that, and then we sat on a boulder on the bank of the river. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was telling me that you are so fortunate to be born in India. Just due to your birth in India, you have come so close to the Vedic culture, you have come so close to Krishna consciousness. So I said, well, that may be, but that's not me. Right? Like, I was not at all close to Indian culture those days, I mean, in, before I came to Krishna consciousness. We brought up with the understanding, the West is the best. And so that was the culture. And then I was telling him that actually the way you are serving Srila Prabhupada, from that I can very clearly see that you have been sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist Srila Prabhupada. And he laughed and he said, you don't know my background. Sometimes we had some very nice encounters also. Tamalakrishna Maharaj was known for his temper. He had another name that was Hot Tamal. Because he had such a hot temper. When he used to get angry, but he didn't get angry with me so often. But when he did, it was something. Those days I was a brahmachari. It was in Bombay. From Mayapur we went to Bombay. And he was a little annoyed with me. I don't want to go to the details. And he started to blast me. And then finally he said, I curse you that you'll get married. And those days, for us to get married, to get married was something like the worst thing that could possibly happen to a brahmachari. So I was completely devastated. So I went to Prabhupada. And I told him that Tamalakrishna Maharaj cursed me that I would get married. Prabhupada very coolly replied, you are already married. Go tell him that you are already married to Krishna. So, in this way, we had so many wonderful encounters with him. But at the bottom of it, the reality actually was that he was very affectionate to me, and I had a lot of respect for him, and we had a deep bond between us. Sometimes there was an expression, Tamal's man, and I used to feel proud to admit myself that yes, I am Tamal's man. And he was very protective, always he was very protective. And so, anyway, you can hear, like, I also have to go to another program now. And anyway, so today is Tamalakrishna Maharaj's disappearance. Okay, I want to end the class with one point. That when Tamalakrishna Maharaj's disappearance was very sudden, very sudden. For 6 years, Tamalakrishna Maharaj didn't come to Mayapur to attend the GBC meeting. He was studying, he did his undergraduate course in America, then he was doing his PhD in Cambridge. And after completing that, he came after 6 years, and he had so many ideas. He wanted to set up a university in Calcutta and eventually extend it to Mayapur.
But all of a sudden he's gone. And some of us had the feeling that Ramakrishna Maharaj knew that he was going to leave. And the experience that I had just about 2-3 days before Ramakrishna Maharaj left his body, we were chanting together in his room, and then Ramakrishna Maharaj just stopped and said, "Take care of those boys in Calcutta." He had a few devoted disciples in Calcutta, and he said, "Take care of those boys in Calcutta. You are their father." I said, "No, I'm their uncle. You are the father." So he said, no, you are their father. And he just went on like that for some time. I couldn't understand why he was speaking like that, because everybody knows that the spiritual master is the father and his god brother is the uncle. So this is one indication I had that he knew that he was going to leave, and he was requesting me to take care of these boys in Calcutta. All glories to His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki. Gaur Premanande.